welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What up, Joni?
Oh, dude, just chilling. I brought some fire for you today, dude.
You brought fire?
Yeah, dude, it's in a bottle.
Jonas, Homo sapiens, we've had fire for years now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to invent that for you today.
Yeah. The wheel, too, Jones. You didn't bring the wheel with you, too.
The square one. I got a square wheel for you, dude.
Yeah, see,
it's a little lumpy, but it works.
We innovated on that a while back.
Oh, really? How'd we make it different?
Yeah, you're behind in the time, sir.
You know, just like all my music and my memes.
You can't help your strong dad energy.
Right, dude? I am a dad at heart, even though I'm not a dad.
Jonas is like, hey, how are you and your homeboys doing today? I was like, the fuck did you say to me?
Oh, shit, it's true. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Crazy Town Podcast. Whether you're joining us on our YouTube channel, The Crazy Town Media, or on Spotify and iTunes, that is where you can hear the audio-only versions. And this dude, he's on Twitch. He's famous now.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock Central AM. That's TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T _ Crazy Town.
Yeah, dude. He's famous, everybody. Go see him.
He's famous. Yeah, it can be on your TV or computer.
Yeah, telephone. Dude, sweet. So, TNT.
Do.
Your homeboy's in trouble, dude.
Kanye?
Yeah, dude. Ye's in trouble.
What about Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I'm sure he's probably in some sort of trouble, too.
Jesse Smollett?
Oh, yeah. That's your boy, too.
Nah, we gave him to you.
That's right. Yeah, dude. You know, Ye, he was like, dude, I'm going to run for president, dude.
Yeah, funny enough, I just heard about this.
You just read that article?
Yeah.
So, we just relevant. This is like a recap, bringing stuff back up. Yeah, he was removed from the ballot in his home state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's probably going to get investigated for election fraud, which is a felony.
Is that a felony?
Oh,
I mean, yes, it should be a felony.
I'm pretty sure it's a felony, yeah. So, yeah, you need 2,500 signatures to get put on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
He turned in 3,128 in Illinois. They said 1,928 of those were invalid signatures.
Wow.
So, yeah. More than half.
Yeah, dude. When you have Bernie Sanders and Mickey Mouse
right.
signatures to get you on the ballot.
Jesus. It was, they said the three reasons, the main three reasons were they were either illegible, the people who signed were not registered voters, or they were just fake names.
Yep.
The fake names is where the fraud's going to come from.
Yes.
Having, like, you know, John Smith sign as John Hancock a little messy is one thing. You know, John Smith not being registered to vote and being like, yeah, I support Ye. Putting down Tupac Shakur.
Like I said, there was literally ballots where Bernie Sanders and Mickey Mouse were names on it.
Oh, like for Kanye's names?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't see all that.
Yeah. That's why they're like.
And then he himself withdrew his ballot from New Jersey. So
he withdrew from New Jersey?
Yes.
Why did he do that?
Because he's in trouble in Illinois, and he probably did the same shit in New Jersey. He preemptively pulled his ballot.
It's crazy because he just did that interview and they said it was mathematically. Ooh, shit. I don't know where that came from. They said it was mathematically impossible for him to win. Sorry about that, guys.
Anyone's out there like, yeah, I think he's got a shot.
No, I mean, the fact that he was too late to get on the ballot to even get the amount of electoral votes necessary.
Oh, so even if he won every state, he was eligible to be on the ballot. He still wouldn't have enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
from one of the other candidates. So, yeah.
Which was his intention, Jonas, because he made it very clear in the interview that he just did via text that his primary intention, I wouldn't say his primary intention, but he said is that he had an intention on pulling votes away from
Biden. That's what everybody said from the start.
Yeah, but he made it clear that that's what he was doing. Or he alluded
to it. Everyone knows that Trump's his boy, dude. He was like hanging out with Donnie T from the beginning, dude.
Yeah, but you pulling votes away from your boy, right? No, because Trump fans and Kanye fans are probably not.
Right. If he's running against Trump, he's trying to pull for Biden so Trump gets more votes.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. And that's after he, like, split ties and was like, no, I'm not cool with him anymore. But then he's like, I'll run for president, see if I can pull some votes. Anyways, yeah. So I saw that. Have you ever heard of... Oh, do you got anything for me? I'm just running the show today. I got some stuff to talk about.
I see that. No, we can be done with that Kanye shit.
Oh, just yeah, that was it. I was moving on.
No, it's fine. I don't really want to talk about him anyway.
I never want to talk about him again.
I already told you. I'm done.
We're Kanye banned from the rest of
the... Yeah, that was interesting. The fact that he might be brought up on charges is definitely interesting.
Man, he goes to jail.
I mean...
Felonies, dude.
He's a billionaire,
dude. He'll try to eat his way out of prison.
It's a white-collar crime.
Yeah, that's true. So
it's done by a white-collar crime by a black man, so we'll see. We'll see how it affects.
But he is rich.
Exactly.
So have you ever heard of troll dolls?
I heard this story, too. You know what's fucking crazy, Jonas? It's like when we were growing up, trolls were these little useless piece of plastic with just, like, tufts of fucking, like...
It was a dryer lint.
It was like
a plastic press, one piece, like,
yeah, it was just
chain.
A little immovable, hideous looking doll with, like, dryer lint duct tape to its fucking head, and they were different colors. And it was just like, oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
You bought them a gumball machine. Yeah. That's where you got them. We're like gumball machines.
Yeah, and ever since, like, these troll movies have come out, dude, and I guess they're, like, really good, man. I was talking to somebody who was actually seeing them. They're like, it's very cute, but I was
yeah,
like, okay.
Dude, well, this is a cute little toy they got.
It is adorable, so, Jonas.
And what's funny is after I read the story, that I found was a lady who put a video on Instagram months ago about this toy.
Yeah.
Instagram flagged the story as fake news. Like, I had to click a warning that said, warning, this video is potential fake news. Be aware of this before you click on it. And so I'll talk about what happened first.
Yeah. Tell the story first.
It's a doll. And when you touch the button, it's supposed to say their catchphrase is like, I'm a troll, or my hair is cool, or whatever.
Or it giggles.
Yeah. And it also giggles.
Squeals at you.
Well, here's the part, and this is what this lady showed on the video. She goes, okay, here's the box it comes in. Okay. And she's like, on the box it says touch your stomach or touch your tummy, and she'll say her catchphrases.
Yes.
She goes, but let me show you something else. And she takes the troll doll and moves its legs and shows you, like, basically its crotch asshole area, and there's another button. And she goes, do you see this button? On this package, nowhere this button is mentioned. It exists on the doll, period.
Oh.
And she goes, and when I touch it, it giggles and laughs and says things like, oh, that feels good, or whatever.
Shut the fuck up. No, it does. Does it really?
Yes. And she goes, because what she said was in the video was, when my husband sat the doll down, it made a noise I had never heard before. So I looked.
Where'd your husband sit it down
and,
on?
Yeah, right?
Was it sitting on his lap?
Literally, yeah. it's right on what would be the crotch. And it's just like, hee hee. Or it's like, that tickles. Or like, whatever. Mm. Complete different button from the button that's on its stomach.
Mm.
And of course, the company was like, you know, it's completely unintentional. That button was meant to, like, if you set the doll down, it makes a noise. I'm like, and the lady was like, there's no mention that this button exists on the package, period.
Yeah.
And it's right on her pussy.
What? On the lady's pussy?
Yeah, the doll's name is Poppy. It's a female troll.
The doll's name is Poppy!
Yeah.
That's all she wants is a little piece of Poppy.
Yeah. It's not P-A-P-I, but I get it. But yeah, dude, so it's like, and they're like, but then she starts getting crazy, and this is probably where the fake news, she goes, here they are trying to train these kids or something.
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah, wow. Lady. It was a meme.
Right.
Some guy at the plant was memeing.
Yeah.
Nah, somebody's losing their fucking job over this, Jonas.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm
somebody's
sure.
losing their job.
Yeah, dude.
I remember when they tried to sexualize, like, the Tickle Me Elmo. They were like, this is a little weird.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, tickled now, and it goes, So, and that was an issue
that
for
was
a little
like in the
while.
90s.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, this is kind of similar. It's a little
got,
bit more.
Now you got crotch buttons.
You sit the doll down, and it has. I gotta see this button. That's what. That's what it really comes down to. I'm gonna look up a YouTube video.
In between, look, dude. It's like it is like the entire crotch.
Because I have the entire crotch. It's pressable.
It's just as a button, like. And it's
just like in real life.
Yeah, right.
My crotch is just a giant button.
And in the comments, I saw something along the lines of like, and of course now these are on sale for like $300 on eBay.
I know. Fuck.
People are.
I was seriously like, I need to get one of these quick.
Right?
Need to get me a poppy.
Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
Dude, people will sexualize anything, but this is a little bit far.
I got to see it in action first off. First off, we got to see it in action.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does seem a little odd that they would think that putting buttons on the creature's private parts.
Yeah, Poppy's pussy, dude. Like, got a little button on it.
Poppy's pussy. All right. Jonas, everyone.
Dude, I'm just trying to be as real as I can about it.
I'm trying to be as real as I can.
Bringing the hard-hitting facts.
Hard-hitting language.
Oh, no, whatever, dude.
No, it's fine. But, Jonas, I don't know who the fuck is making these toys. But like I said, man, somebody's losing their job. Hopefully they stop trying to train our kids.
Yeah, it's Kevin Spacey, I think.
Oh, Jonas. She said it feels good. Not stop it, please. I'm calling the police.
Oh, that's Bill.
That's a little different.
Jesus, dude.
It's a little different. The doll is consenting as far as I see.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, well, and Kevin Spacey liked boys, so it would have been Poppy.
But, yeah, they still would have been like, please stop. I'm calling the police.
I mean, they would have said, please stop,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's consistent. Story standard.
Yeah, so that's a...
So you have not seen any of the Trolls movies I'm taking?
No, dude. I'm a man.
You're a man?
Yeah, dude.
Men can see these movies, Jonas.
They sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Me and you sit down, get engrossed with troll culture so we can see how its wholesomeness was defiled by this sick company's plan to, this is all satire.
Pervert
the children.
Yeah.
Satire.
Who?
That was a satirical statement.
Yeah, we're going to.
Context matters.
I need to understand how they're trying to pervert the world.
It's sick, man. It's sick. Next, they're just going to be putting. Just full-out penises on Elmo.
You know, next thing you know, there's going to be videos out there of people having sex.
With troll dolls.
No, just in general.
No, that would be awful, Jonas.
Oh, my God.
What if they started putting that on the internet, Jonas? Then all the kids would have access to it.
Oh, my God. Please save the children from people having sex.
Jonas, I'm going to let you know right now. It's like, you can find some pretty sick shit just on YouTube. I remember I was living with a young lady, and she had a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And looked at his YouTube history.
Yeah, I can also confirm that. I used to have 2 stepsons, and grabbed his YouTube. It's like... hottest Asian asses or something, and I'm like,
yeah.
It's not nude, but it's like it was like a bunch of Asian girls in thongs shaking their asses doing a countdown, and I'm like,
you can find straight up nudity on, like, as long as you kind of form it as like informative quotation right. fingers, then you can just like put a full out bush right hanging out right there. Like, you can't just like show penetration.
Right.
This is how you fuck. No, that's not instructional.
Right.
That's something your parents should handle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, dude. Yeah, and like it was just like, yeah, biggest boobs or something. And I'm like,
biggest boobs.
I'm like, dude, what's up with your YouTube search history?
Nothing. What? Nothing?
Like, nothing. I'm like, oh, nothing? Nothing's up with it, huh?
No.
He's like, I don't know. Oh,
yo,
man.
When I was... Look, man.
If they would have the internet when I was 11,
oof.
I would have been, like, deep.
Dude. I feel like they did. They had the internet when we turned 11. They did not. Are you sure?
No,
okay.
Dude.
Dude, I just know that once I got the internet in my house, I was beating it like an Atlanta Braves pitcher.
Excuse me?
Oh, you didn't hear about that, huh?
Does somebody need to beat your referee beating his wife?
Fucking Jerry Maguire. Something Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
See, you know what is funny, Jonas? When I was taking a poop earlier, I looked it up so I would remember his name. totally forgot.
Well, I mean, his name's irrelevant.
Yeah, because, you know, fucking somebody McGuire or something like that off the Atlanta Braves, know this for sure, got called masturbating in a parking lot by police officers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the stadium of the...
No, it was like in a Walmart parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Jacking it in the Walmart parking lot.
Interesting.
And so the police pulled up on him, and it's all on video. And they were like, what are you doing? And he's just like apologetic. Like, I shouldn't have been doing that. I'm really sorry. He was like just basically trying to reason with the situation, realizing that you've been caught masturbating in a fucking Lowe's parking lot.
Dude, he's just watching that lumber being carried out. He can't help himself, dude. He's just like, is that pine, girl? Oh, my God. You got a couple 2x4s of pine?
So, at the stadium, they were having some fun with him because baseball's back on.
I heard about this, what you're about to talk about.
What song was it?
It was the pianist for the visiting team played Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, when he came up, he came out, and they're like,
Beat It, just Beat It.
I saw that story, and I was like, oh, I wonder why they did that. And then, like, because he got caught.
So, yeah, so naturally at the games, they were trolling him a little bit by playing Michael Jackson's Beat It when he gets up to take the mound. Very fucking funny, dude, because, like, that's about the way you handle that situation. You just make fun of the guy for that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, dude, everyone's like, yeah, I beat it, but not in a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to the Target parking lot to rub one out. Dude. Just he walked in the store, picked up a troll doll.
Yeah, he was hitting the tickle button, and he was like, I can't help
just
myself.
Testing the thing out, making sure it's okay for his daughter. Took it out of the package. Just like, you know, this thing's pretty cute. Put it on his knee. She started giggling. Yeah, Jonas, dude. Like, oh.
Have you
he turns it around, locks eyes.
I don't think I've ever masturbated outside of like the house.
Jonas, you wildin'. You've never jacked off outside the house.
You're like, I mean, like in a hotel room or in like
No.
I don't think so.
You never been in a Best Buy bathroom and just got one out?
Nope. Like I'm just like, I'm out here looking at like, I'm trying to decide if I want to buy White Men Can't Jump or Half Baked, and I'm like, you know what?
No.
You know what helped me? Post nut clarity. Let me run.
Jonas, you never asked for the key for the bathroom in a Sunoco and then had to take, like, the whole fucking half a muffler into the bathroom and just, like, you know, handle your own business.
I think the least horny place in the world is a gas station bathroom.
But so, Sunoco, they have nice baths. They have nice.
No, they do not. Those are the ones that have the trash bathrooms. They're the ones that have like the one bay mechanic thing next to it. The dude's serving you up with a cigarette in his mouth and greasy hands. He's like, y'all need some Marlboros with that?
Hey, man.
He's like, you want to go to the bathroom? Watch out for the hole in there. No,
what can I say? I see a man missing teeth, man. It kind of gets me going.
Right? Yeah. And I know you're trying to get me to admit to something because I know your ass ain't beating it in Best Buy either.
I have 100%. This is for content satire. I have 100% ejaculated outside of my home.
I don't think I have, dude.
In public. It's not like I'm sitting next to people on the bus.
Sitting in Walmart's parking lot.
But yeah, you go out, man, sometimes. Hey, look, if you haven't jacked off at work, I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know who you are as a human. I don't even trust a man who hasn't jacked off at work.
I guess I lost all trust. I don't think I've ever jacked off at work.
you've never achieved orgasm at work?
I don't think so, dude. No. It's work, dude. I'm working.
All right, fair enough. Anyway. I mean, but look, honestly, you need to give it a shot.
I guess I'll try it out, dude. Jonas, next time I'm at Walmart, I'll be like, you know what I need in the middle of my shopping? Yep. PNC.
Grab a troll dial, man. Make
Post
you feel like
nut clarity.
Make you feel like another person's there. It's nice. It'd be nice.
I'll grab a WWF figurine from the toy aisle. Take it into the
WWF. Hopefully a diva. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, Jesus, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no.
Just picture you jacking off with a John Cena action figure in your hand.
Then I try to take it up there. I'm like, I need to return this. They're like, it didn't happen fast enough. Harbinger customers. Speaking of people who jack off in bathrooms, the Harbinger customer.
I don't know what that means. I know what a Harbinger is, but
I don't know.
I don't know what a Harbinger customer may be.
So essentially, there is Harbinger customers, and they actually are what they have called Harbinger zip codes. They've done a study, and they have found that certain people that live in certain areas will tend to buy unpopular products and vote for unpopular candidates. And it they own, like things such as like Crystal Clear Pepsi or like Colgate frozen meals, and like it tends to be like whole zip codes that tend to buy these and like to the point where like it signals like if they realize some of these zip codes start buying your product, they almost like see it as a signal that it's going to fail.
What?
And that they tend to gravitate across like consumer categories. So if they tend to buy the most unpopular toothpaste, they tend to also buy the most unpopular shampoo. Like for example, like you like the energy drink you like is like whatever, and then all of a sudden that energy drink goes away because you think it's popular because you buy it and it's always gone. It might just be your area that buys that shit and no one else buys it.
Yeah, but I get the idea of what you're saying, but how do you curtail a person's taste? Because like just because I like something and it's horrible, is that telling?
I think it's just a phenomenon. It's like one of those things that it's like certain areas will always tend to buy like an unpopular product like that, or vote for the unpopular candidate or like whatever.
I mean, I can see that. I think I kind of feel like that might be a little bit of a price gating there as well. Like, because if you live in a certain neighborhood, you can't afford the more popular...
The Lean Cuisine frozen meal. You find the Colgate shit. You're like, they make good toothpaste? Fuck it. It's only a dollar.
So, yeah, I think that speaks a little bit more for, like, demographic.
That could. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because, like, it was just they had done a study and, like, realized...
That's crazy.
Yeah, and like, you know, then it got to me thinking, like, they always take away shit that I like. I'm like, am I just a Harbinger customer?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I automatically thought the same thing because I was like, I can rattle off, like, three or four things right now that is going
on. Like, you still love it and then they just disappear. Yeah, dude, it'd be sad, dude, if I was a Harbinger. Like, Harbinger, I would just don't want to even... I'm not going to buy.
Yeah, man, you're the cause of the economy fucking up. Good job.
Ah, dude.
I mean, honestly, Jonas, it does make sense for us to be Harbinger customers, seeing as though where we grew up at.
Yeah, dude. If anyone in Northeast Ohio, you like it? Sorry, bro.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah, dude, it's all the mercury in the water.
All the mercury.
We've been drinking mercury since we was kids.
Oh, man, that shit come right out of the faucet. You drink that.
Just because the water in Ohio is silver doesn't mean it's pure mercury.
Did you ever – you drank faucet water, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I love that mercury-ridden shit.
All right, so drinking faucet water. I've drank faucet water all my life.
Yeah, me too.
So in like five different states. So in Ohio, fine. Pennsylvania, a little bit different, but still the same. New York, little bit different. Like, there's differences.
Did it have like a spice to it?
Dude, I went fucking like galaxy brain and like got mason jars and lined them all up. I didn't do it. And you taste them all. They taste different. Florida, you can't even drink the water. I wouldn't drink the water in Florida if you paid me.
Why?
They don't have a fresh water system.
So it's salt water.
I think they put it through like desalinization. It's disgusting. I haven't had the tap water here in Texas, even though we've lived here for like 3 years.
Tap water all the time, man.
Here?
Yeah.
In the home?
Yeah.
You just drink the water here in the house?
Yeah, dude. I got a cup of water in the room right there, dude.
You drinking house water?
Yeah, dude. I'm drinking TX brand, dude. It's bigger here. The water molecules are bigger. I taste them on my tongue better.
Really?
I don't know. They're all right. It's good.
All right.
Yeah, dude. It's right.
It's okay?
Yeah, dude. I'm not dead. I've been here 7 years. I'm actually less weird than I was in Ohio. The mercury's coming out of my body.
You know people pee in the water?
Yeah, dude.
Fish, too.
I pee in the hot water tank.
You pee in the hot water tank.
Yeah.
That's why my hair smells like that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, dude, that is all time we have for today's episode.
That's it?
And we will end on me peeing in the hot water tank.
So ready to go.
Yeah, we got some more for the next one. But, you know, please make sure to like and subscribe to this. You know, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, Dr. Brown's
OnlyFans.
Holding hands?
OnlyFans.
Oh, dude, we should start one.
Let's do it.
Yeah, dude. You can.
Jonas, look, you never mind. We'll talk about OnlyFans on the next one. I'll get into it.
All right.
Damn it.
We'll catch you guys on the next one. For Jonas.
TNT.
We are out.